Ja, es ist heute schon mehrmals angesprochen worden, die Steiermark ist österreichweit eigentlich so etwas wie ein Vorreiter bei den Kontakten in die sogenannte Schwarzmeerregion. Viele Kontakte, nicht nur, weil es immer wieder auch Delegationen gibt, die dorthin reisen, beziehungsweise die aus diesen Ländern zu uns kommen, sondern weil es auch viele Unternehmerinnen und Unternehmer gibt, die den Sprung dorthin wagen. Und jetzt möchte ich zwei Unternehmer zu Wort kommen lassen, die in Ländern der Schwarzmeerregion Erfahrungen gesammelt haben, die sozusagen das, was wir jetzt gehört haben, abrunden können. Und als erstes darf ich bitten, vom Forschungszentrum für Integrales Bauwesen Peter Harp über seine Erfahrungen in der Tätigkeit, in der Arbeit in dieser Region zu berichten. Bitte schön.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome here. My name is Peter Harp. I'm on behalf of our CEO, Dr. Mario Müller, privileged to be here in front of you and be able to give you a short presentation of what we do, where we come from, and what our aims are, and why this region, this Black Sea region, with all its diversities and its beauties and its potential, is interesting to us. Before I go in medias res with my topic, micro generation, I would like to introduce myself briefly, and I was very warmly welcomed by you and by the environment here. When I entered here, I need to give you a little bit of a background from myself. As I said, our CEO, Dr. Mario Müller, was supposed to stand out here and speak to you, but unfortunately, he was in the very last minute forced to step back from here and troubleshoot somewhere else. That was necessary. And when I came, and he sent me, he said, "You have a background, and my background is from a civilian point of view and also from a military point of view, because I'm also a reserve army officer in the Austrian Armed Forces." And throughout this second part in my life, I used to work for almost 6 years on the Balkans with NATO, as in the Partnership for Peace program. And so when I came in here and I saw these flags, I was kind of flashbacked, and I said, "Well, I have been working together with people from Turkey. I've been working together with people from Azerbaijan, from Georgia, from the Ukraine." And it was really a pleasure to see these flags here. And unfortunately, I couldn't follow your presentations from the morning, but I could follow at least from 2:30 in the afternoon what had been said, and I'm very, very pleased with that. So this is my personal connect, and I would like to go over now to my presentation. I have heard several opinions and several statements of the challenges in this region and the opportunities. And microgeneration, you possibly would not understand what is standing behind. Now, the institution I come from is called Hans-Hölbert-Forschungszentrum für Integrales Bauwesen AG. It's a very long name, so we have shortened it, and it's called FIBAG. And FIBAG is a privately organized research and development center, and we are located just about half an hour west of Graz in a small village called Stallhofen. Integrated, so just that you get an idea of the global orientation. Now, what are we doing and what are we focusing on? We focus on a few things, what is already included in the name. integrated or integral engineering. And we have seen, regardless of where you are in the world, you get every section gets a very good education. But when it comes to working together in the different fields of engineering, but also in the different fields of professions and as itself, be it with in the field of construction of hospitals, construction of infrastructure, you have to deal with lawyers, with medical doctors, with biologists, psychologists. In the end, we are giving service to humanity. What we do is actually not purely for ourselves, but it has a reason for humanity. So bringing these different types of thinking together, that is meant in the Terminus Integral. We were founded in 2006, as you can see. What we do in our headquarters, we train our own employees. And as we are, as I said before, a privately owned research and development center, the focal point from our mother company has been metal constructions and facade constructions in a large scale. So what we do is we develop and test and optimize facade constructions, facade elements on a large scale. We also have a testing rig and a testing facility, which is included in our headquarters, the building you can see here. And we have our own production or our own product, which is called the skin product. Now, when you see this headquarter, this is purely as a primary function. It is housing offices. But every facade you can see here is basically a testing element. And so we have about 1,000 square meters on four levels, and we see each other as an incubation, an incubator of ideas and a think tank, but also as a testing and certification institute, and what is more, as an educational institute. That comes because we are closely working together with the regional, national, and international research and development organizations, and therefore bringing that knowledge back to our mother company, and with this knowledge in hand, going out even towards the region where you come from the Black Sea region. I will focus a little bit more at the end of my presentation how the Connex is. I just carry on in order not to stretch too much the time. Now, briefly, as I said, testing facilities for large facade elements. What are these facade elements? We have heard about economical statements, perspectives, approaches to this region, like energy, like infrastructure. And I will come later on in my presentation towards the key points of our principle, the so-called ABC principle, which is the active base concept. And what you see here is the Europeans, the Europe's tallest facade testing rig. And we have developed as a unique element a hailstorm machine for testing purposes on facade elements that is also in this small village in Stallhofen, somewhere that you wouldn't know. On the other hand, we are a competence center that works together on a large scale with different kinds of institutions like Fraunhofer, like the CERN, like URAC in Italy. So we try, although we are very young, we have managed to start connections with different kinds of research organizations, and in that way to be able to reach out far beyond the Austrian and Styrian border and prepare a platform for industry and for the market that is out there, in particular in your region as well, in the Black Sea area. Now, I mentioned before the active base concept. Now, what is the base? The base for us is the planet where we live. And my CEO, Dr. Mario Müller, is a physicist, and he worked on the CERN for 3 years. And we agreed on this particular photo. It's a beautiful one. We are not always aware of it, that we are living here. But this is our base together with the sun. We've heard about resources, potential of energy, potential of natural resources. One of the biggest natural resources when it comes to energy is the sun and the energy that comes on a daily basis towards us. And so when you just quickly see the figures here, and I don't want to go too much into detail in there, it probably makes you think this is a kind of physics, but we are affected by it every single day. And so that was basically the principle number one for our active base concept. The second issue was a motivator that came from the environment. And this motivator came from the global scenarios, as you can read them here. Be it the economical crisis, although I personally, and we don't see any crisis, I think the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. And we are very, very aware of what media is sending out, but also one is the reality, and the other thing is in every crisis there were people, doers, makers, who got out the big opportunity, the other side of the coin, so to say, and that's how we see that. The climate change, the global overpopulation, and the environmental disasters. So that was the food supporting us to come up with the active base concept. Now, you would say, what is that? It is basically a consideration of how to use the resources in a more appropriate way from the angle, coming from the angle of civil engineering. And now, as I said it before, the integral combination of all different kinds of engineering, and everybody of us is on a daily basis connected with engineering, be it simple with the cell phones or with the computers or the light, you name it. This is part of our daily life. So when you see this, and this is now in German, it's just a little bit of a comparison on the timeline here, on the X line and on the Y line, the resources. You have coal, you have crude oil, you have gas, and you have atomic power. And over the line from 1919 up to 2050, this is basically a political concept. You can see what is possible as the energy efficiency and energy saving part, and what are the so-called alternatives on this way. Now, when you look at that, what are now the facts? Again, just a little overview, as about 500,000 days versus one day of energy wasting. And you could say a square meter of solar Earth area on the Earth is about 100 liters of fossil oil or fossil combustible. So bearing this in mind, that all led to the end product where we say the active base concept system of energy solutions. And we started that about 2 years ago, came up with the first part in 2011, and have elaborated on two areas, mainly the rural area and the urban areas. In the urban areas, you have different approaches. First of all, you have a high population in the urban areas, which is obvious. But you need a lot of energy, and that energy was brought from the outside to the urban areas, basically. But you have a huge potential inside these urban areas as well. And so when you see here a kind of wind energy, solar energy, geothermal energy, and then as a new way of storing that energy and then giving it back to the people who need that for whatever reason, that is a challenge, and that is potential, not only here in Central Europe, but also in the Black Sea region, and basically on the entire globe, because what I said before, the connection between Earth and Sun, that counts for everybody. What we have already started, we have our own urban wind energy. We have testing rigs. We have our own LED light system in our own company. We have, since last November, our own e-mobility concept in form of a small community truck. And we have daylight systems, solar heat systems, and since 2011, mid of June, we are in a 5-year exclusive contract with the Swiss researcher Professor Grätzl, which is an alternative photovoltaic system. We have our wind tower just across the border in Hungary, where we have a long-term testing rig since last November. We have the daylight system at our own headquarters. This has just been replaced by the prototype one, what you can see here still at this photograph. And right now we are implementing a prototype two, so that doesn't look like this facade any longer. We have our LEDs in southern part of Graz. We have, as I said before, we are a competence center where we reunite these technologies in the entire skin of our headquarters. And that was something pressed now. Okay. I guess a few more minutes, something where I clicked. So, let's see. Anyway. Somewhere was stop. Anyway, just before we get to the next slides, summing up these technologies, this integration of renewable energies, we also have our own biogas research plant just across the border to Hungary. That is an additional part that belongs to us, where we combine these technologies that we can transfer to other areas of the globe beyond the borders of Austria and, of course, beyond the region of Styria, the provincial region. When I say the provincial region and Styria, I should also mention that we are part of an organization of a cluster that is called the Green Tech Valley. And it is a unique institution worldwide, as far as we know right now, where within 1 hour driving by car, there are about 200 companies in total. that only focus on green jobs. So that is a fact that we are here in the center of Graz, and therefore we are again a kind of a nebel and a center that reaches out far beyond the Austrian border and Europe. On the other hand, I'm just watching now. It's obviously coming back. Yeah, it looks good. Couple of more minutes. Why am I telling you all this technical stuff? I have not been focusing on politics. I have not been, or we have not been focusing on geography or on the history. We have been focusing on the opportunities that are here right now. And they are not only here in Austria, in the center of Europe, but they are everywhere. Quickly going through, this is Professor Gretzel. He got the Albert Einstein World Science Award 2012. And that could be a scenario in the very close and near future. Nevertheless, when I talk about what we do, what we focus on, what has all this research and development brought as a result over the last couple of years since the feedback exists? These are a few demonstrations of where our technology and our thoughts have already found a solution and where it is integrated, and that is the headquarters of the provincial energy provider ESTAG. It was a building, the headquarters from the 60s. It was completely stripped down and newly manufactured. Another one is, and I see that I'm going fast now, is the EcoBoard Styria, which is close to the airport, whoever came in at the airport. We are also very closely involved in a project called Smart City, Graz. And this is something unique where we actually focus on completely new approaches on how to create energy for the urban life. That goes from what I said, just one back, from the dye-sensitized solar cells up to solar updraft power plants. And that's going to be realized here in this city. And we can, when we realize this here, we can bring these ideas to other regions. And that's the main focal point. So, the final slide, microgeneration. You can read that here.
Der Fairness halber, ja. Entschuldigung, ich wechsle wieder auf Deutsch. Der Fairness halber muss ich auch jetzt unterbrechen. Ich habe versprochen ganz am Anfang, ich werde ganz streng unterbrechen. Ich habe es ja ohne dies nicht geschafft. Aber ich glaube, alle anderen haben 10 Minuten bekommen. Danke vielmals. Das heißt nicht, dass das, was wir noch sagen wollten, nicht noch gesagt werden kann. Wir haben eine Diskussionsrunde geplant. Danke vorerst. Vielen herzlichen Dank für diese Informationen. Wir machen gleich weiter mit Erfahrungsberichten.
Das ist mein Entschluss.
Ja, bitte. Vielen Dank.
Ja.
Dankeschön.
Vielen Dank.